Okay, so we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Vav Din Yud of the Chavetz Chaim that he's discussing the Iser of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, that if somebody tells me something negative about somebody else, I'm not allowed to believe it. However, Lachush Mi'oi, one is allowed to be Choshesh. And the Chavetz Chaim learns that Choshesh means not that it becomes a suffix, not that you have in your mind a suffix. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, maybe the guy did this thing wrong or he didn't do it wrong. Because, as he'll prove it in a minute, but rather it means that there's some chashash, it's not a halachic suffix, but it's some chashash, and therefore one is allowed to protect himself and not to get involved in something which could be damaging to him. So that's why the Chofetz Chaim says it. The Chofetz Chaim says that he's going to show it from the Gemara, from the Rishayim, and they explain the Gemara. So we learned Thursday that the Gemara shows that Yilamechesh Miboyi, because the Gemara says that Chazal, or the Psukim, condemned Gedalia ben Achikam for not taking the warning of Yochanan ben Korach, should have taken the warning seriously that they're out to kill him. And therefore, he should have done protective measures. But he held that Lashon Hara you can't respond to at all. And eventually, because of that, people got killed. So therefore, that's the source of the Gemara of Lamechash Mibayi. And then the Gemara brings down, Hanu b'nei Galila, de nofak alayu kolo, de kotel nafsha. There's people from Galil that there was a koil about them that they had murdered someone. So also the kambi de Reb Tarfin, so they came before Reb Tarfin for help. Amrulei le tamrin an mar. So he said, could you hide us? Amaluhu hechavid, what can I do? Iloyatamrichu, if I'm not going to hide you, chazi yasaychu, they're going to see you. So they'll catch you and they'll execute you. Iyatamrichu, if I will hide you, hamra bonan, hailish nebisha, avagav de lekibuli lo miboyi, lemechish miboyi. Should I try to save you? But Chazal said that lemechish miboyi, that I have to be fearful there may be some truth in what's being said. And the question is, what was the point that maybe there's some truth? So Rav Tarfin said, Zilu atun timur napshaychu. So he gave them an eitzah, go hide yourself. In other words, maybe he gave them some good hints about where they could hide. That's the mice in the Gemara. Rashi learns, what does it mean, mechesh miboyi? What does it mean, you have to be fearful, and therefore I can't hide you because lemechesh miboyi? So Rashi says, v'shema haraktem, maybe you actually are a murderer. You also li lahatzel eschem, and I can't save you. That's how Rashi learns. Ba'atayis v'skosvu al zev v'zel l'shoynei, hu b'shiltes v'rabachoy mefarish, shema haraktem, v'im atmin eschem, chayavtem esreishi l'melech. If I'm going to hide you, then I will myself be putting myself in danger, because then they may execute me for aiding and abetting a murderer. So from the Rishiltis, you see that if not for the fact that he was afraid that he himself would get hurt by saving the person, he would have saved the person. So that's not like Rashi, who seems to say that it would be usur to save the person for care. From the Shiltis, you see, you should save the person, but lamaisa, you don't put yourself in danger. Lamechish miboy, you have to be chayshish, maybe there's some truth. That you are a murderer, and therefore, if I do something now, I will be putting myself into danger. So he says, so the Rashal says, it would seem from the Shiltis that even though the person may be a murderer, you're supposed to save the person. So does that mean that you're supposed to save murderers? So the Rashal says, Ein mirayim ikan lahatzel ha'oreg, afilu b'ei shabbat l'din nefashis. Don't bring a raya from here that you're supposed to taka save a murderer from death. In a time when there's no din of Sanhedrin anymore, that you should save the person from death, because you shouldn't. You're not allowed to. So should all the enemies of Hashem be destroyed. In other words, if a person is a murderer, don't help him escape. Don't touch him. So the Ma'od Marshal says two reasons why Reb Tarfin was going to help him, except for the fact that he would put himself in danger. First, he says, the Safik Hava, the Safik Nefashis Lachol. You don't know that he's a murderer. He may be a murderer, maybe not. And Safik Nefashis, now it's a question of saving a Yid. So you have to go Lekulin, you have to save him. V'yoyid shemamidin l'adam b'cheskes kashrus ve'emur b'vad eloi harag. And a second teretz he says that he has a cheskes kashrus and therefore he's not a murderer. So in other words, in the second teretz of the Marshal, you see that the pshat is that l'meichesh miboyi means he is not a murderer because I have a cheskes kashrus. But nevertheless, I don't have to put myself into a situation where I could be hurt. So l'meichesh miboyi only says that you can do something to prevent yourself from being hurt. But as far as the mitzvah of saving this person's life, even though there's a question he's a murderer, no, you would have the chiyuv because he did not kill him. And he says, and that's what it says in the Rush also, because the Rush says, he brings the Rush, and the Rush says, uke'en zeh davka yesh lochash lulish nebishim. Only in such a case you can take into account the Lashon Hara. Heichash yuchal lovel lidei hezeklai, if you could get hurt, or yacherim, or others, like that story. If it's not a question of you being hurt, so then you're not allowed to lochush l'lashon hara l'amino klal. Not allowed to believe it at all. And that's why the Chofetz Chaim says that the halacha is that you still have to give him tzedakah. And you would have to save his life. And you'd have to do pidyon shvuyim, whatever it is, because even though there's a lashon hara and there's a lameichush is only for self-protection, but not that it creates a suffix. Yitzchak, you want to...